Let your moose loose. And that's what the folks at Visit Cook County have to say about the 2014 Moose Madness Family Festival that's coming up this weekend, October 17th through the 19th. And joining us now in the studio to tell us more is Anna Klobuchar of Visit Cook County. Welcome, Anna. Thank you for coming in today. And I'm going to say that you have a special guest. That's kind of like a little twist.
We do have a special guest.
We'll learn about that special guest later.
Yes. And he will be definitely well heard during the festival coming up. Definitely.
Well, again, thanks for coming in today. To start out with, anybody who might not be familiar with Visit Cook County and what you and your organization do, could you touch a little bit on that?
Absolutely. Visit Cook County, we used to be known as the Cook County Visitors Bureau. It was formed in 2010. We are a lodging tax-based organization, and we market the county. We are now doing business as Visit Cook County, and we think that's a really nice phrase to say. Come on up, enjoy everything the county has to offer. We are spread out all the way from Schroeder to the end of the Gunflint Trail, all the way up to Portage. There is so much to see, so come and visit us.
Awesome. And I was just thinking, will you be in a new location this weekend?
By hook or crook, we are going to be in by Moose Madness. Awesome. We are moving today and tomorrow. So here's to a couple of long days. We're going to be moving the info center in there today and tomorrow. We'll have tents set up in front of the new building. It looks really nice.
Oh, I bet.
And then the administrative side is going to join the info center at the end of October.
Okay.
So we will be in our new digs completely by November 1st.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I hope
the move goes well.
Yes. We do too, but you know what? It's a party and it's going to happen.
That's great. Well, again, Moose Madness is going to be coming on this weekend, and it's been going on for quite a while now. Could you tell us a tiny bit about that?
Absolutely. It's at least 8 years now for Grand Marais has been doing this. I know. And this is my fourth. I've seen it grow exponentially. It seems to just be a really fun, family-focused event. We found that a lot of families come on up and join us. This is their last chance to really play before the cold and ice sets in. Yep. And so they take this MEA weekend. We've been really receiving a lot of comments from parents that say, thank you. This is the first time my 13-year-old daughter had her cell phone turned off for 2 days. This is the first time we were on the beach for 3 hours and no one asked to go play a video game. That is our mission, to get outside, unplug and play, and enjoy some family time. And it seems to have really caught on.
Great.
Yes.
It is wonderful.
A lot of intergenerational, too. Grandmas, grandpas, grandchildren are coming and enjoying it.
That's right. Well, tell us about all of the events and activities that you guys have planned, or maybe not all of them, but like the highlights.
Oh, we've got plenty. You can go to visitcookcounty.com/moosemadness. There's a full list. But one of the real unique things this year is at 2:00 on Saturday, we have Michael Monroe under the tent. I've got Dave Terstig on speed dial. Weather permitting, the tent will be up. If it's not, we'll find a spot for Michael to perform. But we're watching the weather conditions as we speak.
Yeah.
So hopefully the blue tent will be up and it won't be blown away. We've got him, and it's in partnership with the Minnesota DNR and Les Kuba Outdoors. It's the Call of the Moose, of course, because of the declining population. They've teamed up, and Michael has a special CD released. So he'll be performing from that. We have the Y coming in and doing a lot of activities up, and there's flipping for moose bucks. Kids are going to be doing gymnastics.
They get
a moose buck. Diving for moose bucks. They're in the kiddie pool. There'll be a lot of little ducks diving going on, finding and fishing out moose bucks. Again, keeping families active, keeping them enjoying one another's company, and just having a great time of it. The library has some sponsored events. We have the Duluth Zoo. The zoo is coming up. They will be at East Bay Suites on Friday at 2:00. East Bay Suites is sponsoring that, so that the Lake Superior Zoo comes and brings their petting zoo. Just something going on everywhere. We've got Moose Zumba. Murray will be Zumbaing. And, Murray the Moose is a bunch of, thank goodness, 17 to 18-year-old band students that can be in a moose suit for about 2 hours, and we make them dance and do the moose mosey on the rocks, so they have fun with it, too.
Wonderful. Well, if you've just joined us, we are speaking with Anna Klobuchar of Visit Cook County, and she is telling us a little bit about what will be going on this weekend with the Moose Madness Family Festival. Again, it's October 17th through the 19th. When do festivities officially kick off?
Officially kick off Friday morning. There is a medallion that is hidden within city limits. People go crazy for this. We haven't hidden it yet. It will be hidden shortly, and then clues are released every 3 hours. The first clue is it's south of Highway 61 in a public place made for fun.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to say. And then after that, it will be we will be releasing clues. So the medallion is that Friday morning that starts, and that's when all of the moose buck activities start. We have some families come in Thursday night, say, can we grab some of these activity sheets and go back to the hotel room and complete them? Sure, bring them back Friday morning and redeem your moose bucks. And so we can always use prizes. We get all sorts of prizes from all of the stores in town. Last year, we went through every single one.
Wow.
By the time they're done earning their moose bucks and then buying something with the bucks they earned, we are cleared down to the walls.
Oh, that's great.
It is. It is. From stuffed animals to beautiful little whistles to anything like that, lots of candy goes out the door, too.
I bet. Well, before you go, as I said when we started the interview, we have a special guest in the studio.
Yes, yes, we do. I may have to stand up because Murray is quite large. Murray the Moose likes to make a call. This is actually an official moose call. It used to be used for hunting up on the Gunflint Trail.
Oh, my word.
But so here we go. We're going to give Murray a chance. Sometimes it takes two or three calls for Murray to make it. But are you ready?
Okay, we're ready.
That actually sounds... So if you hear that in the woods behind you, I would say run.
Run away.
Okay, we're
going to
go. There we go. One more for Murray, and
that's
then he's
awesome.
On his way.
That was Murray telling you to get down to Moose Madness. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
It was so much fun. And again, hope everybody gets out to enjoy all the festivities and the wonderful things we have here in our area.
Call of the Moose.
All right. Thanks again. And thanks for joining us.